so I noticed that I was all alone with the necktie. So I come to church and...
Your neckties all over the place. From now on, I'll dress the way I feel. I'd like to share with you Luke 10, the first few verses. It's the account of Jesus sending out his disciples on their first missionary expedition. After this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him, two by two, into every town and place where he himself was about to come. And he said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I send you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and salute no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace be to this house.' And if a son of peace is there, your peace shall rest upon him, but if not, it shall return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking what they provide, for the laborer deserves his wages. Do not go from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and they receive you, eat what is set before you, heal the sick in it, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals. Salute no one on the road." The Christian has learned what most hikers, campers, have not learned. He has hopefully learned to travel light. I know exactly what went on in your homes before you came to Holden Village. What do I need? I need this. No, you don't need that. And so it went. And mighty few are they who came here saying, "I didn't take too much." Jesus says a Christian is encumbered basically by having too much baggage. The great problem of the Christian life is excess baggage. Now, you know what excess baggage is? It's what your mother wants to put in your pack when you go on an overnight hike with the Boy Scouts. It's good stuff at home, but no good on the trail. It's fish poles in a classing room, tuxedos on a fishing trip. It's stuff that's out of place that you don't need. A Christian travels light. He doesn't take excess baggage. It's a dialectic theology in a sick room. Excess baggage. It's permissive counseling in a theological debate. Excess baggage. Travel light, says Jesus. Now, we need all the skills we can have, but we need them at the right time. What this text is focusing for us is something we need to keep reminded of all the time, and that is the urgency of our trip. The fields are ripe, dead ripe. In this wheat country, you know what that means. The fields are ripe. The pressures of life have come to a head. And the grain can't harvest itself. And is there anything sadder than grain rotting in a field? Fields are ripe. The time is now. Things have come to a head, and you and I are sent. Travel light. It's this pressure that I'm afraid we don't feel. I have a friend who's a wheat grower, and at harvest time, I feel it with him. Some of you students feel it at exam time. We all feel it when deadlines come near. Jesus is saying that all of life is living on the brink of a deadline. Our forefathers used to say, the word is lost. And maybe that helps us see what ripe means. Lost means ripeness that wasn't harvest. Lost means ripe grain, bursting with all the pressures of life that nobody took in. Like Balaam, the pressure of the lust for gold that got to him. Like Saul, the pressure of envy and fear of position that got to him and drove him mad. Like Haman, going mad under his pressure of envy and worry. Like a harlot, who starts out with an innocent, beautiful expression of love and perverts and destroys it. Like Demas, Paul's companion, who found the pressures building up and he never really took time to analyze them until it was too late. The fields are ripe. The ripeness is the urgency of life. And the lostness is not understanding, not being able to cope with this urgency. Like being entangled in human circumstances that you can't get out of. And you need a help, making escape impossible. Like the publican in the economic structure of his day. Lost in the laws of society that wants to preserve order, but shows no mercy for the one who has to be the stepping stone for the order. This lost man is a ripe man, says Jesus. He's bursting with pressures. Do you feel it? The urgency. The cries that our own children usher and we don't hear. The look in the eyes of our neighbor. The urgency. The fields are ripe. So travel light. Ripe, lost. God's highest gift, human personality, can go either way, soaring to the most incredible heights of all creation, or sinking to the most disgusting depths. That's the issue. Ready, open, waiting. If there's anything that the literature of our age is telling us, it's telling us this. Read Camus, Sartre, Tennessee Williams, Graham Greene, Miller, Updike, Steinbeck. Read them all. Hear the cry of your generation and hear Jesus tell you what it means. The fields are ripe. People are ready. What a great time to be alive. What a wonderful time to be a Christian. So travel light. Traveling light means simply keep your eye on your mission. And your mission, says Jesus, in his oversimplification, so you don't miss the point, is to bring the harvest machine. And that is a simple word. Tell them, he said, the kingdom of God is near, right here, in their ripeness. It's come in all its fullness and all its realness. Tell it. Say it. We say, do it. Well, of course, do it. But how do you do the kingdom of God? Why didn't Jesus say, go out and set an example? Because he said you have to travel light. And it's an intolerable burden to place on any man to tell him, you go out and be the Savior. You do the Christian thing, then you save them. You do the deed and then you save them. No. You and I are just harvesters. And we have a word. The kingdom of God is near you. It's here. A girl comes in your office. I stole some money. What do you do? The kingdom of God is near you. You are forgiven. Someone is going to the hospital scared to death. of dying. What do you do? You say, the kingdom of God is near you. Someone is living in self-loathing, can't stand himself, and so he's angry, striking out, and people hate him. What do? You say to him, the kingdom of God is near you. The reality of life is here in Christ Jesus. Pressure enough to have to simply carry a word. That's all there is. The fields are ripe. The time is now. People are ready. They're bursting. They don't know maybe what it all means. This groaning in the side, this wondering, this worrying, this fear. It means that the doors are open for someone to come and announce, God's here. In this time, in you, in this place, right now, in Jesus Christ. So travel, travel light. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for the awesome mystery that as your word in Christ unlocked our lives, so it will do for others. Give us the patience to let each life open up in its own way under your guidance. Forgive us for the sin of impatience and imposing our own will and our own way and our own word upon people and society and upon you. Help us to live in this wonderful freedom of complete trust in your grace. In Jesus' name, amen.